If what you see in your world is a reflection of your consciousness, what amazing musical talent you have in your consciousness. Thank you, Dad. And what amazing, creative, empowering people you have manifested in our choir and the marvelous experience last night. Thank you all for how fun that was. Yeah. Now, so there are parts of that teaching I really love. As one who has to turn off their sound system when we're singing to be able to take some sort of credit for that music, that's just a delight, okay? Unfortunately, there's another part of it. And it's my understanding that whatever is within our awareness is part of our consciousness. And sometimes that's not very comfortable to me. Remember the good old days when you could just blame somebody? I look at the political process with nostalgia and go, oh, would that feel good? Doesn't work anymore, does it? The understanding of this world that we see around us, this understanding of what is taking place, and that we as spiritual beings are, through these universal laws, creating and bringing forth this experience. And that as that spiritual being, we are one with that power that transforms and uplifts it, places us in a different position. How do we know what's really there when things show up? You know, how can you tell what the real consciousness is? Now, one of the things that ministers sometimes slip into is they think they can kind of tell what consciousness is. And I had a friend that we connected at the conference in June, and he was telling me about his experience in his new church in Florida. And so he was talking about the love your enemy teaching. Always kind of a hard one to work with, but there was this wonderful lady down about second row, just an older lady, and she was just smiling, and she just said, I don't have any enemies. And so he took his microphone and went down and said to her, well, tell me how old you are. She said, I'm 92. Now, 92 is pretty amazing, first of all. And he said, now you just told me you don't have any enemies. She said, that's right. Said, how do you live 92 years and not have any enemies? And she said, I outlived the old biddies. So maybe we can't always tell what's going on. That this experience of accepting the consciousness that's in front of us. I want to now share with you a true story. That because it presents what I think may be a part of the journey that we're on. And we see difficulty showing up within life around us. Now, many of you have been on this work of living and attunement for a long time and have been able to overcome many different things. And so when we look, part of the challenge to us, a spiritual being, is understanding, what is this that shows up in my world? And what is my relationship to it? And this experience, it's of two people, Byron and Marcia Smith. Now, Marcia, the wife, is the one that shares the experience. And what happened was they, Byron was having a physical problems, ended up going to the doctor. Doctor said may need some surgery, sent him to an MRI. Goes through the MRI, and the response from those physicians is, you have three places of inoperable cancer. Surgery is not an option. That basically there's nothing can be done, and probably only a month or two of life expectancy at that point. Okay, so very difficult experience for these two people. Now, in this experience, she shares what happens that next morning after they'd been stunned by what they'd learned from the MRI. She says, the next morning when I awoke, my loving husband was sitting by our bed staring at me, tears rolling down his cheeks. I do not want to leave you, he cried. We wept together that morning, canceling work and all appointments. We talked as we had not talked in years. Not so much about the future, not about all the things we usually talked about, finances, dreams, plans. We talked about our love, about the memories we shared, about our family. Now, from this point, what happened was they were a part of a church community and reached out and invited many people to join them in prayer for healing for Brian. And they also went on with the medical tests and the things that you do on the physical level. And a very interesting response to the people as joined them in prayer, though. There was one who was the father-in-law, Marcia's father. After a time in prayer, he got a hold of them. And he said, I was praying and I sensed it was going to be all right. And I believe it with all that I am. So a tremendous experience from someone now closely connected, caring for them, holding this place of prayer, responding with them to their need. Now, my guess is that within all of our lives, if we look at this picture of people around us, that we see people and some sort of significant challenge. Okay. That this is part of our world. And if we see them, then it is part of our consciousness. Now, I don't mean it like if you see somebody sick, that means there's something sick in you. Otherwise, we'd have a hard time hiring doctors. Okay, but rather if you look at what is the experience and consciousness that physician has taken on, they have given soul permission for those in need of healing to show up in their life that they might be a part of that healing experience. Okay, every parent knows that experience. You gave permission for a being to show up in your life because you had a commitment to be their support on their journey of growth and wholeness. And that was a soul commitment. So they are a part of your consciousness, a part of the work that you have chosen to do in consciousness. There are people within the church who have made an extensive commitment to prayer, to be there with people and be able to hold that high watch, know who they really are when it's hard for them to see that. Now, what actually resulted in this talk was I was looking at my consciousness and noticing there were some things showing up that had been hanging out there for a while. And I kept thinking it was someone else's consciousness to take care of. And then I started remembering what I teach. Bummer, yeah. And so, but part of what I did was realizing, okay, there's things. What's that difference between them and I? I mean, what's going on there? And what is mine to do? And in that, I ended up going back and looking at some of the great teachers and what was their instructions. How were they saying to respond to life itself? So I want to share with you. Whoops, wrong app. Okay. I want to share with you an experience. I had the opportunity some years ago to have a wonderful Eastern teacher with me. Now, we presented him here at the church. The man, very advanced in years. He had been the personal disciple of someone believed to be an avatar, an incarnation of the divine. So what I knew was whatever consciousness is there, that's an awesome thing. And I was glad for that person to be present and a part of my experience and our experience. During the after he'd talked and we had a few people had questions. So I called on one man and what he said was, what does he do about a very significant illness in his family? Okay, so the same thing that Byron and Marsha are looking at there. So here he is approaching this great spiritual teacher. The teacher responded, ignore it. Just focus on God. Now, that response didn't work very well for me. But when I looked about it in a different context, I understood, okay, here's someone from a ancient Eastern tradition. Okay, and one of the things about Eastern spirituality and religion is at its core concept is the experience of world denial. In other words, this is just Maya. It's just illusion. It's transitory. You just keep your eye on God. That's your job here. What's going to happen is going to happen. It's all about what happens when we get out of here. Okay? Now, and that was what I heard in his response. And it's true. I mean, this is illusion. I mean, even our scientists say, this is nothing like what we think it is. Okay, and we understand that, and it's very transient. I mean, whatever, how long you want to put that in that eternal journey, it's that which is our source, that we are a spiritual being. That's what is really matters. So I understand the teaching, and I don't disagree with it. But I realized there was something missing there for me. So I want to share with you from the Bhagavad Gita. Now this is Krishna, again, incarnation of the divine, so expressing that highest consciousness. And he says, to those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which you can come to me. So do you see that teaching in there? In other words, love God. You're devoted to serving me with love. I give the teaching by which you can come to me. So it's about getting in that connection with the divine. And it's by loving the divine, loving God, loving Krishna. He goes on, to show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Let me read that again. I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So first of all, I mean, he's placing it right here, that presence. And that in that relationship, there is a change that takes place. Okay, now I want to go to Jesus. So Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment? And his response, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. Same teaching. And he adds to it. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Okay. So it's not just God. Whatever that is. He brings it down into application. Now, one of the understandings of Jesus' teaching is world affirmation. That perception that, yeah, it's an illusion, but it's an illusion that we took the responsibility for dealing with. We're here for a reason, so get on with the reason. Okay? This isn't a mistake. It also is not a fall. We're not here because somebody screwed up. We're here because we're about what we're about because we chose to do it.
Yes.
Okay. But that's a very minor theology. So if you want to do the other one, you're welcome to. Okay. But we got, so we got Jesus here saying, okay, so he's going beyond the just love God. He's saying love your neighbor as yourself. And then he brings an amazing understanding. If you have done it to the least of these, you have done it to me. So when you are loving right here, the people, the situations in your face, that is loving God. And if Krishna is in the heart, who are you loving when you connect with that person's heart? My understanding is that the ultimate experience of prayer, the ultimate experience of worship, the ultimate experience of life itself is simply the experience of loving. What happened for Byron and Marcia? They went to the doctor, and there was no cancer. They walked away free. Now, Marcia shares the experience as an experience of prayer. And I think that's true. But I also see something else in their experience. There are many, many forms of prayer, and I believe they all work to some degree for us as we're able. Fortunately, I don't think it's something you got to get right. And I believe there is an ultimate experience of engaging that power that you are, and that is by love. Simply by loving. And it's my view here. Again, not what this person is saying. But it's my view that what happened was that because they went to love, understand they probably started out in big fear. That's okay. We start most things there. They didn't stay there. They went to love. And in that love began to bring forth the spiritual power and energy that opened for that soul another choice. Now, I don't think anything was wrong that he showed up with terminal cancer. At some time, folks, we all made the agreement we get to get out of here. Okay? at least most of you are probably, you've already picked an exit plan and you're hanging on to it for when you're ready. Okay? Great. You can change the plan. And when you're done, if it is a part of your soul's purpose, you can say, I'm on to purpose number 2 or number 47 or whatever it is. Okay, and I think that's what happened for Byron. Now, the other thing is, it took some agreement. If he was going to hang around with her and gone to purpose, her soul had already agreed to his exit plan. Now, that may not have been conscious, but you don't show up that way, willing to support each other through it and not have some agreements. So I have no doubt that they were ready for that change at a level. And that because of the love, there was a spiritual power to open another possibility and step to a whole nother level of purpose. And the love is what made that possible. It removed the darkness of the limitation on the purpose and brought illumination of another option. As Krishna put it, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with a shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Limitation gone. Full potential now embraced. Now I got a question for you. What if whatever's going on in your world right now, where there's a limit, you know somebody that doesn't have enough money, you know somebody who's sitting in a place of pain in their relationships, you know somebody who is at a place of physical pain and health challenge. What if they're in your world because it is your consciousness, your soul agreement to deal with that? And what if you chose to love so much that the barriers were removed? What if we all did? Now, I'm not real sure what life would look like, but I wouldn't mind showing up. Okay? And it really is simple. Now, I didn't say easy, I said simple. No matter who it is or what it is, it's just sending that love. That is the direction from both ends of the great teachers of our world. Love me. Love that one. Love that one. Love that one. Then you are loving me. And then what is there gets filled with light. You are divine love. That's what you are. Okay? If you want to call it Krishna, you're Krishna. If you want to call it Jesus, you're Jesus. If you want to call it God, you're God. It's easier for me to call it love. That all those names kind of make me a little uncomfortable at times. I am divine love. Join me.
I am divine love.
It's the truth. Again.
I am divine love.
And again.
I am divine love.
I am transforming my world.
I am transforming my world.
I am transforming my world. I am transforming my world. You are. And I'm transforming yours.
and we got work ahead, and it's gonna be fun. Bless you.